Sup, gigglers?
Harry, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Okay, it's recording.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Okay, what is up, gigglers? We are back.
We're back full force. We're back better than ever.
I mean, you're hungover, which is my personal favorite mood of yours, because who knows what you're going to say. You're get all loosey-goosey. You're probably a little still drunk, and I love
honestly,
that for you.
I am a little still drunk. See, like, that wasn't even a sentence.
Yeah, I didn't form a sentence, and I'm sober. So this is starting well. But anyway, welcome to Giggly Squad, a place where we make fun of everything.
Including ourselves.
Mostly ourselves.
Hannah prepped me before that, and I knew I was going to fuck it up.
It's okay. She fucked it up. We haven't been waiting months for this. Last time people saw us was on a live during the summer, but people haven't heard us together in months, and a lot of shit has happened in our lives. But first of all, we have a podcast, and this is it.
And for people and you're listening to it right now.
I hope this is it. If it's not, I'm worried what this is. Seriously, Paige?
I know. Seriously? Oh, my God.
Who is it?
One of my girlfriends.
Oh, okay.
Not important.
If it was a certain guy, I'd make you pick it up right now.
I mean, it's the content we need. I just put my phone on Do Not Disturb.
We are back and, I mean, ready to giggle.
I'm so ready to giggle.
Well, there has been some stuff happening in your life that we need to address.
Fully. The gigglers are full detectives, and I feel like they found out that my boyfriend and I broke up
before we even broke up. They knew it was going to happen before it happened.
They were like, Paige and Perry broke up. I was like, did we? Yes. So confirmed, I am a single girl about the town now. I feel like I have things will happen in my life, and we don't do the lives every night. And I'm like, what would the giggler say about this like particular situation that I've gotten myself into? And I just can't wait. I can't wait for them to take this such a journey with us.
What did you do this weekend?
Okay.
Just tell me. Just lay it out.
Okay. I'm not a human. Like, I'm not a real person. Please listen to what I did last night. I had a birthday dinner with like a bunch of my friends. And my guy friends play this game called the dice game. And they bring a dice out with them, put it in their pocket. And when they don't have one, they have like an app on their phone where you can like press dice and it will be like a game. So basically what it is I would say like, okay, if I roll a 5, Hannah has to like do 10 push-ups. But if it doesn't roll a 5, then you don't have to do it. But if it rolls a 1, then I have to do what I was going to make you do.
That's fun.
Yeah, no, it's so fun.
Is there drinking involved ever?
I mean, we're just all drinking, but then you're laughing because someone's doing something stupid. Like, it's a very fun game. So last night I'm hammered at this dinner. And I'm like, oh my God, if I roll a 5, Alexa has to sing the national anthem.
You're so stupid. Do you even know the words to the national anthem?
I played myself. I roll a 1, which means I have to do it. My one guy friend goes, I'm not doing it. I'll just do it for our table. And he goes, oh, absolutely not. He gets up. He makes the DJ in the restaurant cut the music. He makes me stand on a chair in front of like 30 people who are at this restaurant because, you know, 25% capacity in New York City. But there's like still a lot of people in this restaurant. I got up on a chair.
I've actually never heard you sing in my life.
Because I can't sing. I had to Google the words to the national anthem. And I just... And I did
it. And now you're running for president.
And now Paige, 2020.
2020. Wait, was it awkward or were people like in on the joke? What was the vibe?
Some people were like, what is she doing? Other people. So some people thought I just did it because I was drunk.
Yeah.
Which is true. But like we were playing a game. I lost a bet. Yeah. I had to do it. And like I'm standing up there and I'm singing and then I'm done and people are clapping because it was award winning. And someone goes, someone had to be the first to get up and sing the national anthem, and it might as well have been me.
People are like, Adele left Saturday Night Live, yeah. went to this birthday dinner, got really patriotic, and is Italian now.
I was looking at like my drunk text messages, and I texted my mom, and I go, I just lost a bet and had to sing the national anthem in front of a full restaurant. And she goes, oh my God, you're ridiculous.
The question is, did you hit the high note?
I don't remember. But then, like, people started to feel bad for me, so they started singing because they were like, this bitch can't sing the national anthem.
They started, like, a slow clap.
Yeah, I was, like, sweating. I was so nervous. But I'm actually really proud of myself that I did it because I'm not a quitter.
But you need to survive these obstacles to become the woman you're going to become.
Oh, my God. It's just, I just don't know what I'm doing with my life.
You need a chaperone. This is actually,
I know,
what
I need
happens.
A chaperone.
When I'm not with you, this is what happens.
I need a babysitter. My
when
alcohol.
I'm with you,
yeah.
You're okay.
Right.
Whenever I leave you, people, I get text messages. People are very worried.
Very worried. My alcohol tolerance is that of a 55-year-old Irish man who owns a bar. It's
Speaking of 50-year-old Irishmen.
Great segue. And this is why they pay us the big bucks.
This morning, I did two things. Mm-hmm. I woke up. I spent 2 hours in the shower shaving. Because since my appendix surgery, we got a little reckless. Shaving the top of your butthole. Like, you know when where the butt starts, the butt crack starts?
No, yeah, I do.
Why don't people talk about how dangerous... That is, that if you want to get those hairs at the top, which are the first hairs he will see if you're doing doggy style, you can easily slit it open. It will slit open unless you go in a squat position. Guys, this is a great tip. You have to squat, spread the cheeks, and then try to, like, you need a, actually, there needs to be a razor specifically for the upper butt crack.
Do we invent that?
UBC. I think we do. We'll have to put that in our merch.
We have to patent that immediately.
But wait, is it just me?
No. It's girls across the country. No one's talking about it.
I love how it's just the country. It's not the world. It's just
Europe.
America.
They like let that shit flow. I don't know what they're doing over in France, but I know they're not shaving.
Also, I'm about to get a little more graphic, but shaving your vagina lips. Mm-hmm. You have to switch hands to get inside it. Correct. Like, okay, yeah. Maybe because I'm Italian, mm-hmm. but I have hair growing inside.
That's honestly one of the most vile things I've ever heard in my life. Oh my God.
You have to like open one with your left hand and shave with your right. And then you have to switch hands and open one up with the right hand and shave with the left.
If we had any male listeners... They have dropped off. I hope my crush is listening to this. And he's just like, she is.
This is call her daddy if no one wants to call me anymore.
Remember when we used to say we're like the broke version of call her daddy?
But then I infiltrated call her daddy.
Yeah, you did.
I took her talent and I started my own podcast. No, we love Alex. We'll get her on in the future. So yeah, I finished shaving and then,
okay. Happy Saturday.
Then I started texting you.
Oh my God. Please, no, keep going. Tell the people.
Okay, guys. I was like kind of just having fun and I was just looking at engagement rings. And Paige and I have had fights over engagement rings. If you don't know the past, we got in a fight because I said that I want a garage wedding.
She wants a backyard barbecue wedding, and I'm appalled and offended.
But Paige, before you go in, how many people during quarantine do you think had huge weddings planned?
Right.
Like hundreds of thousands of dollars, decide not to do it, had a small intimate gathering with their family and was like, oh my God, I'm so happy I did this.
No, I totally agree. And I'm now
like, I think it's shifting. Like, I think I'm more on trend.
I think you're correct in that statement. And like, I would love to get married and have a cool 50 to 75 close friends for a sit down dinner. But the aesthetic of a backyard like barbecue is garage. Not it.
Garage.
Like, I hear you. I see you. I respect you. It's not it.
But then I went so far because, you guys, Paige, even though she claims she's not a child bride and she never wants to get married, is a complete lie. She's had a Pinterest board since she came out of the womb. She somehow knew how to use Pinterest at 1 month old.
Right.
I've never thought of these things. So today I decided to do some research. But before, I was like, rings seem like they're just being my way. Like, I'll get them stuck on everything. It'll fall down the drain one day. When I'm trying to wipe my butt, it'll scrape something. It'll get stuck on a sweater.
So you never wear rings?
I really don't. As a tennis player, go Badgers, like, you don't wear rings.
Right.
Unless you're Serena Williams, because she's a freak. So I, in my head, I was like, maybe I just get like a tiny little band with like a pearl on it. And that's when I got attacked.
I mean, when that actually came out of your mouth, I was like, what am I doing being friends with this person? Who in their right mind?
You actually use the words, grow the fuck up. Those were the words that you said to me, and
you were
I've
like,
never forgotten them.
I'm just like
them.
Dainty, and I like don't like flashy things. I want a pearl ring. I do remember that, and I just looked at you and said, "Why don't you grow the fuck up and get a diamond?"
I feel like you threw a pillow.
I probably did. I was so offended.
You lost your appetite for the day. You didn't even want to put together an outfit.
Just disgusted.
But
disappointed was what I was.
Let's just say that I've changed. I found myself, the diamond industry is wild. I was just scrolling, yeah. And you can find just like any ring, any price. And suddenly I was like, I must have lost my damn mind to think I don't want a huge fucking rock on my finger.
I mean, in what world would we not want huge fucking rings? I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
You know what that is? Something's happening. It's time for a mental health moment.
Love this for us.
I love this for us. So the mental health moment I've been thinking of is how change is good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can have anxiety about change and you can be like, oh, Hannah and Paige, they have a podcast now. It's not Instagram Live. Or, oh, I'm single now. And I don't have a guy that texts me every morning all the time. And I think that change is great when you don't look back with rose-colored glasses.
Agreed.
Change is hard when you're like, oh my God, I love what I had. You didn't, bitch. Like, you got to be honest with yourself.
I used to be so scared of change. Now I welcome that shit. Dude, welcome it.
Breakups are the fucking best in the world. I love getting new jobs. Change is how you grow when you continue to challenge yourself as a human being. And at the end of the day, you can't really mess up. Let's be honest. Everything always ends up okay.
Seriously, what's meant for you, you can't mess it up.
And me and you are very into spiritual stuff, like psychics and stuff. And I once asked a psychic, I'm like, we love. Shout out to our psychic.
I mean, I have her on speed dial. She's like my new best friend. Like, we like legitimately chat about real life things. And okay, then I'm like, by the way.
Now you're just trying to make me jealous, which is just annoying. But I always was scared of talking to psychics because I was like, I don't want to know my path. And they go, no one has a set path. It's just that, like, if you go off track, shit will happen that will push you back on. And right. I like to call them the whispers, mm-hmm. telling you, like, you don't like this. This isn't right for you. But if you want to ignore them, you can. But realistically, actually, Oprah talked about the whispers. The whispers are when you're, like, at that job and you know it's not right, but nothing terrible's happened, so you're like, I'll stay here for 4 more years.
It's like your gut. Like, there's a small, oh, my God, honestly, Hannah, you're, like, in my brain. I was just going to say, can we talk about your appendix?
Oh, my gosh.
How skinny are you right now? You're just also, so thin.
You love saying that, but do you realize the appendix is, like, 0.2 grams? It's a tiny, tiny, tiny thing. Like, I didn't really lose weight.
When I got my appendix out, maybe it was because mine, I was, like, so young and they burst that I lost, like, 10 pounds.
Yeah, I think because it burst, you probably couldn't eat for a week or so.
Yeah, you couldn't eat for, like, a month.
I'm going to be honest. I've never said this in public, but I thought your appendix was like near your tonsils. Like when people were like, I got my appendix out. You... I thought it was the thing that Cardi B sings about in WAP, like the gangly thing in the back of your throat. Appendix just sounds like a dentist thing to me. It, like everyone's like, I got my appendix out. It sounded so casual. Like they took like a little thing out of your esophagus.
Honestly, Hannah, I'm going to back you up on this. If I didn't also get my appendix out, I'd have no fucking idea where it was.
It sounds like in the family of wisdom teeth.
It does. No, it totally does.
But long story short, I was filming Bravo's chat room, and I'm the queen of stomach aches. I've had every stomach ache in the book, whether it's like
really are
because of dairy or because of whatever. I don't know. I don't even know if I have sensitivities to food because I just fucking ride the pain out. Yeah. I will eat anything because it's worth it. Because life is short. But I was getting this pain that wasn't coming in waves. And I also was scared I was pregnant. And I was like, Mom, do you get weird stomach aches when you get pregnant? And she's like, I mean, I guess like you get stomach aches sometimes. And I'm like, oh, God. You know when you're in that pregnancy anxiety spiral where I'm like, do you have fingernails when you're pregnant? And she's like, what?
So one time my friend told me that your gums bleed when you're pregnant. I was brushing my teeth and I was like, no! Oh my God. She goes, I made that up. And I was like, oh, I'm pregnant.
So also, God forbid I just take a pregnancy test. I'd rather just stress about it because there's no signs that you're like not pregnant. Anyway.
Right.
So I was like, this is it. But then the burning, I like to describe it like, you know, when you eat something too hot and you shouldn't, but you do it because you're so hungry and then you feel it go down your chest.
Yes.
That's how it felt like my whole stomach. And after filming, it got really bad and I was just lying down. It felt like I had a demon child, like Satan's baby, Rosemary's baby. I just envisioned like a guy with a little like the devil's sword and just stabbing me.
Just like getting bigger and bigger. Like, here I am.
Yeah. I'm like, this is the child I deserve for talking about sex so much on podcasts, which I will continue to do. I was like, Jesus, I'm sorry. I will believe in you. So I get to the hospital and because of Corona, they don't let anyone in with you. So I'm just thrown into the ER in pain. And there's like heroin overdoses. Like, this is Southampton, so there's like rich problems happening. Heroin overdose, someone's like puking next to me. Then there's like the weird ER fights because people are drunk and they're like, I don't need this.
Yeah.
And I'm just lying in there in pain. And in my head, I'm like, I don't know what this is. So they pull me in for an ultrasound. This is so embarrassing, but the lady is doing the ultrasound. And then she's like, I don't see the appendix. I'm gonna have to like go in your vajayjay. So I'm getting like poked and prodded. She's in my vagine. And she goes, you have so much poop.
Stop it. Hannah,
and
stop.
I'm sitting there and in my head, I'm like, if I'm in the emergency room and Dez and my parents are waiting outside because I just have to take a large shit, this will be the best story to tell on the podcast.
This is so would be the most on-brand thing I've ever heard for you.
But it turns out my intestines were wrapped around my appendix. So I think she saw my like appendix. Like she couldn't see my appendix. My intestines were just like wrapped around and weird. I don't think there was that much poop in me. But she literally was like, "You have so much poop in you." And I was like, "This bitch is going to tell her friends about me."
So they had to do emergency surgery, get your intestines unwrapped around, and then what? And then take your appendix.
They still
out?
Didn't know what it was. They just thought I was like, had a lot of poop. They do a CAT scan. They couldn't see the appendix because the intestines were wrapped around it. So I'm still in pain. Then finally, you have to like speak up in the hospital when you're alone. But I was in so much pain. But finally, I was like, I need more than whatever you guys have been giving me.
Yeah.
They gave me something. I think it's like Dia something.
Okay.
Nothing has ever hit me that fucking good. It came over me like from the top of my head down like a cloud. And I was like, the world is great again.
And you're like, drug addicts? I get it.
Like life was good. Anyway, long story short, they finally were like, we don't know what you have, but we think it's appendicitis. There's like a 50% chance. We're just going into surgery because we can't let it burst. I've never gone under before because I'm a control freak.
And
I'm so scared of losing control of my brain.
Mm-hmm.
But it literally is like, hey, so we're going to, Hannah, are you okay? Like it literally, there's no time that passes. They're like,
yeah.
So the other day, Hannah, are you up? What's up? Then I'm looking and like one of the doctors was like low-key hot.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, I hope that when I was under, my loud mouth did not go off on this man. And I'm looking around and they're acting like super awkward, but I can't tell because surgeons are pretty awkward in general.
Yeah.
And I also had a full face of makeup from Bravo chat room still. So I looked gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And they basically go, you tried to escape the operating table.
No, you did not.
So I think I was like, you can't sell my lungs on the black market. I'm getting, get me. I'm on Summer House. How did I end up here?
What?
Also, one of the nurses said she liked my tweets. So long story short, I'm fine now, but it was a traumatic weekend, but I wanted to give you guys the details. I think it's officially time for front page news. Did you prepare anything?
I mean, you know me. Kinda. Okay. My first story is, it's not even really a story. It was just a headline that like caught my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Selena Gomez wants a funny boyfriend, but admits she's totally cool with being single. Okay. Let's dive deep into that. Yes, Selena, everyone wants a funny boyfriend. No one's out here being like, I want a dud. Hey, you know what I really want? To not laugh for the rest of my life. Like, I just...
Actually, there's a rumor that Kristen Cavallari was seen making out with comedian Jeff Dye.
Yes, yes.
So in the comic community, Jeff Dye, he was actually, like my ex-boyfriend, was on... And Chris DiStefano was on that MTV show, Guy Code. So he was just like one of the like hot up and coming comics.
Wait.
Did you match them on Ryan?
Yeah. How did you know I was going to say that? Okay.
I felt it.
I matched with him like 2 years ago and never opened his message. How crazy is that?
I do think that Selena saying that she wants a funny guy is direct shading any recent guy she's dated.
Yes.
Who's like super hot, basically saying you have a shit personality.
1,000%. 1,000%.
And I love that for
her. I love that. Like, I just want someone who makes me laugh. You know, like, yeah, obviously. What?
Also, I do have to say, I hate when girls are like, I just want to be with someone who makes me laugh, because it's very integral that you're with someone that you can make laugh, because laughing at the same time is the definition of intimacy.
Yeah. I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning, so I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy, and there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Everyone knows that a woman is always searching for a few things in her life, and one of those things is the perfect t-shirt. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does actually exist, and you can find it at Skims. From crop silhouettes to long-sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. I literally have the short-sleeve t-shirt in, I think, every single color because it just is the perfect t-shirt to put on with things. I travel a lot, and it's just so easy to have a sweat set that like always looks good, and then to match it with the perfect t-shirt. I have short sleeve if I'm going to a hot destination. I have long sleeve if I'm going to a cool destination, and my outfit still always looks good and comfy. My personal favorite is the cotton jersey t-shirt. I have the color bone. I have the color onyx. I have the different like bluish gray, all of those colors. I'm obsessed. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select Giggly Squad in the drop-down menu that follows. If you haven't been to LA, and I'm actually going this week, and I'm so excited because for the first time, I'm spending more than 24 hours there. I've been going recently, and it's been for like 1 day, 2 days. But this week, I'm going for like a whole 5 days, and I'm so excited because it really is such a lovely place. I mean, the weather is unbeatable. The food and the drink, from top secret pop-ups to rooftop bars all year round, al fresco dining, Los Angeles is really a culinary thrill. Plus, their shopping and their fashion is great, from a dizzy array of styles in one city block to contributing to bold, wildly creative style that gives Los Angeles its own look. And obviously, they have great outdoors and wellness. I love all of their spas. Local farmers markets are so much better in LA. So if you're looking to book a trip, find your spirit guide at discoverla.com. Okay, so Britney Spears' makeup artist was on this podcast, and she was basically spilling tea without spilling all of the tea, which I'm so interested on how she's like not getting in trouble for this. But she basically compared Britney Spears' life to Handmaid's Tale, and that she, if it was up to her, she would have been married to her boyfriend by now and had a baby. And with the conservatorship, her dad is not involved anymore. Her sister is going to be more involved, and her manager currently is in charge of it. And Britney Spears has had more control over her social media, hence the dancing in her underwear video. Let's deep dive into that, because a lot of people were DMing me and they're like, but Lisa Rinna like dances around in her underwear.
But Lisa Rinna is self-aware and is doing it strategically because she's like, I am fine.
Yeah.
Where Britney is like, oh my God, I have the camera for the first time. What do I do?
I just don't know where it goes into your head where you're like, no, I know. I'm going to put my underwear on and I'm going to do a dance and I'm going to post it for millions of people.
Like, and like, I'm laughing right now, but I also am hesitant in that like, I think she does suffer from mental health stuff.
Right.
But the question is, it's like, is that what she was born with? Is it something that she's so like freaked out and can't trust anyone that it created like phobias and like severe depression and anxiety? But like her whole thing of like walking into frame and walking out.
An artistic dream. Is that
a cry for help? Is there a metaphor that we're missing? The thing is, it's just so hard because we don't know what's going on. And when she has the opportunity to like tell us, she just shows us her underwear or tells us that like she burned her One thing led to another.
Her gym, down. One thing led to another, and I burnt it down. No, I'm obsessed with Britney. Like, I love her.
Yeah.
Also, could you imagine? This woman has been famous for most of her life. She's been famous for more years than she wasn't famous, which is insanity. So,
and like next level famous.
No, next
like famous
level.
Like you can't leave your apartment famous.
At all. Like,
you don't have an apartment. You own the building.
Right.
And you can't leave the building famous.
Love that. I mean, that in itself has to cause so much mental
angst.
Like health.
That's
problems.
Why I'm convinced that Hillary Duff, something's going on and we just haven't found it yet.
No, I think
allegedly.
remember 3 months ago when we had like a full conspiracy theory on Hillary Duff? Like, she's pregnant.
Interesting. Okay, what do we have next?
Okay. Oh my God. Okay, so did you see the Dominic West Lily James scandal?
Yes. I actually learned about it through Front Page News on your Instagram.
Armie Hammer, one of my number ones. Marriage to Elizabeth Chambers.
Done. Dunzo.
And there's an alleged report that it was over because she found text messages on his phone that were, in quotations, devastating. And it was signed Adeline, which is Lily James's name in a movie that's coming out on Netflix that she did with Armie Hammer. And then there's reports that, like, when they were on set, they were clearly something was going on.
Lily fucking James.
I mean, this bitch is out here. She doesn't give a fuck. She's like, what are you going to do? I'm the mistress. That's insane.
Also, she looks like the sweetest, like most angelic thing.
No, she looks like a literal ladybug who was like come to life. She was also with Chris Evans. Like in quarantine, I think.
Part of me has respect for her, but part of me is also like, close your legs for married men.
Right.
Especially in the public. Like Lily James, you could hook up with
anyone.
Like, why are you hooking up with these married men?
Also, Dominic West, like Armie Hammer to Dominic West. Get your shit together, Lily. Like,
also, Dominic West is a star of The Affair. So it was like very ironic. I don't know if I could date a guy who his whole. You know how, like, you know, the Joker, what's his name, does the Joker, and he was like,
Joaquin
oh,
Phoenix?
I got so No, the before.
Oh, Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger
yeah.
did the Joker, and he was like, got too into the role, and then,
yeah.
like, it got too dark.
Yeah.
I would not want a guy who's, like, doing The Affair for, like, seasons and seasons and seasons, because I'd be like,
he's
is
like,
this
babe,
you now?
I'm just researching a role.
Yeah.
a role. I'd be like, fuck you. Also, here's the thing. If you're so famous and you're so rich and you could get any girl, like you don't even have to have game. Girls are just want to sleep with you because you're Armie Hammer or you're whatever. Mm-hmm. You have to Clooney it. Don't get married. Just wait
yeah.
until you're in your 50s.
Yeah.
Until you're like, I'm sexed out. Like,
yep.
Like tap out. I'm going to get married now and just enjoy my life. I might Clooney it. I also have so many different groups of guy friends that are like in such different places in their lives. And like when I need to hang out with like an established human, I go hang out with one. And then when I
want
to like fuck
when I
around,
want a not fully formed brain to make yeah. bad decisions with.
I'm like,
no,
what's
I that? Actually I do love a lot of your guy friends, but you've never once tried to hook me up with any of them. And like,
oh, no. Oh, God, no.
We know why.
They're monsters.
What do we have next?
Brad Pitt and his much younger girlfriend, Nicole, who she's 27.
Is she the one that's also married?
Yes. Like,
oh
what
God.
Is
These people
happening?
Are taking all the cake. Like, the whole don't whatever cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
You can have cake and eat it too. This bitch has a fucking 7-layer cake. Imagine Brad Pitt is your side bitch.
Let's just think about that for a second. This
I'm
girl,
like, oh, fucking Brad wants me to, like, leave dinner early to fuck. Oh, fucking Brad is so needy. Brad, I can't be out in public with you right now.
Could you imagine? So she has an open relationship with her husband, who is a restaurateur. His name's Roland Mary, which I don't love.
Like Mary, like M-A-R-Y?
Yeah, first name Roland.
Roland. Okay.
Interesting. He's 68. They have a 7-year-old son together. They were seen out like this past week at one of his restaurants, like having dinner or something and laughing and like smoking cigarettes. I don't know. I guess that's what like people do in Europe. My friends only do it when they're real fucked up. But like people in Europe are just like smoking cigs at dinner.
You're so out of control today. I love it.
So what's the deal? Is the husband just like, yeah, it's fine that you're sleeping with Brad Pitt on the side? I feel like as a husband, you would almost be like kind of proud. Like Brad I think Pitt he wants would to be fuck proud, my girl. Right.
But we're looking in the wrong direction here, Paige.
Okay.
Why is Brad Pitt choosing out of all the women in the world to date, choosing a girl who is unavailable?
Who's in an open relationship?
Is it because he's always done that? Is it because he went for Angelina Jolie when he was married? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Like, what is wrong with Brad Pitt?
Let's dive into Brad's.
That he's going for a girl who is not available.
Let's dive into Brad's mental state right now. I think it's because he doesn't want something serious and he can't have something serious with this girl, but he can have it to a point.
Like this means that they can't get married because she's married.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that's illegal. That's polygamy. Also, okay, what does an open marriage mean? Like, is she sleeping with her husband and Brad, or is she just sleeping with Brad?
Amazing question. Right? Are they using condoms?
Right.
We need to know these things.
No, we
also
need to know.
Can you be, like, emotional with these people? Like, clearly she's emotional with
him. Like, what are the rules? And are there just couples out there that are just having full open relationships and like they're just not talking about it? Is that like the new wave?
I do want people to understand it sounds all fun and games to have an open relationship.
Until someone gets pregnant.
Yes. But also, Paige, it is hard to have one boyfriend. Like one boyfriend, you have to respond to him all the time.
No, it's so
you have to
hard.
Take him on walks. You have to make sure he's always like fed or he could get hangry. You have to give him compliments. You have to make him laugh. Imagine doing that for two people. Also, you have to be available to be affectionate.
No. No.
It's exhausting. You have to change their hair. You have to change their personality. You have to change their clothing. I don't have time to do that with more than one man. I had to redecorate his whole apartment. Like, there's not enough time in the day for me to have maybe 1.5 boyfriends, but not two.
Yeah, 1.5 you could do. Two is insane.
Like, exhausting.
Exhausting.
Because men who like you are needy.
Yeah. You can tell when a guy likes you.
No.
We
were just talking about that. What?
I mean, I can't, but I've heard girls out there can.
What are we binging, Paige?
Okay, this has actually gotten a lot of hate for, like, so many different reasons. But it's also, mm-hmm. like, you're watching a TV show. Like, just chill out. I binge-watched Emily in Paris. It wasn't, like, a good show. But I loved it. Like, it was
Why?
Good enough that you're like, I need to watch all of these episodes. I finished it in literally 2 days.
Well, the maker of it did Younger and something else. And, like, those shows are so good. But Emily in Paris, what was the hate about?
No, it was the cutest show ever. It was, like, Gossip Girl mixed with, like, Sex and the City. And people were like, this is so unrealistic. I'm like, yeah, no shit. She's 22. She moves to Paris. She falls in love with her neighbor who's, like, hot as fuck. Obviously, it's unrealistic. Like, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
And then they were like, she eats a croissant every day and she has a 6-pack. And I'm like, oh, my God. This like people were just getting so hyped about it.
There were comments saying that like her weight was like abnormally like unhealthy. But I don't know. What did you think?
I mean, when I was watching it, I was like, oh, damn, she has a good body. But I wasn't like offended by it. You know, like, I was more looking, they wore, like, such cool clothes, and...
Also, it gets to the point that, like, if someone is actually sick with anorexia...
Yeah.
Like, what are you saying? Like, they shouldn't get a role on a TV show? Like, it's like if someone is overweight, being like, oh, they're unhealthy, they shouldn't be on a TV show. Like, if she is anorexic, allegedly, she's struggling, and I wish the best for her.
Right.
And if she's just fucking genetically skinny, leave her alone.
Right. People like, this is actually a really interesting topic that could get like controversial. Body shaming, I think, is such a thing, but people do it to girls who are really skinny too and
can't
help it.
Do you deal with that?
Not really, but I used to have a friend in high school who was like a twig. Like, and that's just how she was. Mm-hmm. And people would always say things to her like, are you going to eat? Like, and she's like, I mean, I eat. I had a girl DM me the other day and was like, you should really think about getting a boob job. Like, your body is actually disgusting. Ugh. And I just like DM back and I was like, thank you, Jessica. Thank you. She was like, I don't get how any guy would want to sleep with you. And I'm like, thank you, Jessica. Again. Thank you again for that. Needed that.
Hey, Jessica, go fuck yourself.
Fuck you, Jessica.
Break my friend's heart, I'll break your face.
Yeah, but it's like such a thing. I don't know. But I loved the show.
Okay.
What are you watching?
Speaking of unrealistic, I watched the Dolly Parton documentary.
You and your documentaries. Wait, is this better than
Garth Brooks?
Yeah.
As you guys know, in the Giggler community, I watched Garth Brooks' documentary and everyone gave it a chance, and Gigglers love Garth Brooks now. Garth Brooks
is our Man Crush Monday. Yeah.
This Dolly Parton, I love watching documentaries of like female musicians. It gets me like hyped the fuck up.
Talk about documentaries on country people. Like country singers. Yeah.
It's like so different than my life. I'm like, wait, you don't have a 7-Eleven on your corner? You don't go to a bodega?
You're like, is that a horse?
I'm like, it's truly very interesting to me. It's like watching another planet. But Dolly Parton decides she wants to be like a singer. Now, I don't know anything about her. I like watching documentaries about people I don't know anything about.
Yeah. And then I become obsessed with them. Yeah.
So somehow she's related to Miley Cyrus. That's all I knew. She apparently is quite gifted at a young age. She gets her little, what is this? A
Grammy.
No.
I don't know.
Wait, like a little knapsack. Okay, a little a briefcase.
How, out of the hand motion you just did, how was I supposed to guess knapsack? Is that even a word that people use in the 21st century? Like knapsack?
I don't think I've ever said knapsack before till this moment, but we get... She has her little knapsack. She goes to Nashville, Tennessee. She's from Tennessee, but she goes to Nashville, which is where all the music is. Mm-hmm. She goes to a laundromat and she meets her husband that she's married to for 50 years.
The first day
she goes to Nashville. The first day I went to college and my parents dropped me off, I went to the wrong apartment complex to go to a party and walked in and there were 10 men just sitting there going, what's up? And I almost got raped. So that's what I did when I went to my first different place when I was younger. This bitch walks into a laundromat and he's gorgeous, like tall, beautiful. Then he said apparently he was driving, saw some girl outside the laundromat with like crazy curves and was like, I just met my wife, walked in, and they've been together for 50 years. She keeps him out of the public eye. People don't even know who he is.
Wait, I'm obsessed with this.
People literally...
Wait, what'd you watch it on? I need to watch it tonight.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
I think it's on Netflix, yeah. And they were talking to all her band members and they go, we've never met her husband. But they live like the happiest life together.
Stop.
And no one knows him.
Stop.
And then she goes on, she wrote like so many incredible songs. She wrote the song for Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Stop.
She wrote I Will Always Love You. Elvis tried to buy it from her. And she was like, no, I need to own the copyright to this. And people are like, this is Elvis fucking Presley. You give that song to him. You take that money. And she goes, no. 20 years later, Whitney Houston buys it for that movie. And she's like a multi-millionaire. Also, this bitch, she only wears wigs.
I want to start.
You have to watch it.
I love her now.
And she literally has so much money, but she never wants to stop touring. But then something happened where she stopped being... as popular, and she was doing like smaller venues, and then she got a new manager, and then now she's like blowing up again, and she just is on the grind.
Good for her.
Dolly.
I have to go because I have to go to the laundromat right now.
I think we're gonna wrap up with a fashion segment.
I love this for us.
Okay. So I did a lot of research on fall fashion, but I need to go to the source to say like what society's telling us to wear and what Paige DeSorbo thinks is actually stylish.
Okay.
So it's called Stop or hot?
Okay, I love this.
Okay, prep school Argyle print.
Hot. I'm obsessed. There's a way that you can do it. Okay, so one of my girlfriends, like, I kept making fun of her the one night because I was like, you are late for homeroom. What is this outfit? And then I, like, looked at her and I was like, no, you look so chic. Like, schoolgirl skirts with, like, a vest that's Argyle. You can do it in a cool way with, like, a chunky, like,
shoe,
like a Doc Marten type boot.
Oh.
It's like risky. Some girls don't like it, but if you want to commit to the fashion trend and you're dressing for yourself, not for guys, because guys are gonna be like, what the fuck is she wearing? But
it is good. No, conversation. I love it. Topic.
It is. I love,
like,
it.
Like, guys would be like, what are you, are you going to college?
Yeah. And you're like, no, okay, we don't care about what they think. Yes, I love that trend.
So hot. Fringe everywhere.
I'm not a fringe girl. I'm just Why? Not. I don't know. It's very, like, southern kind of to me, and, like, rock star-ish. Like, I don't love fringe on a leather
very
jacket.
Very Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I know it's a big trend and some people can pull it off and make it look cool. It's not my personal vibe.
Okay. So stop.
Stop.
Everyday lingerie, like corsets or like little bra
hot.
Things
hot
underneath like a blazer or like with jeans.
So hot. Love it. Like a bralette with an oversized blazer and like a high-waisted jean. So hot. So hot.
So it's not like it's too sexy?
I mean, what is too sexy?
Oh,
like a corset top with jeans and sneakers is actually so cool.
Okay, this is a double question.
Okay.
Are oversized blazers still in, and should people try the cropped blazer?
Okay, oversized blazers are here to stay. Good. And the crop blazer, 1,000%. The style is really almost like an 80s style is coming back, like 80s style sneakers, like those Reeboks. Mm-hmm.
Big shoulder pads.
Shoulder pads.
I think it's a power move.
It is.
It really is a power move, and it makes you feel like you can fire everyone in the restaurant if you wanted to.
1,000%. Oversized blazers, obsessed.
Okay, what do you feel about shearling?
It has to be done right. Like, it has
to be. It
was
big last season,
yeah,
like the shearling.
I feel like it's never
jackets.
It's never fully out, and it's never like fully in. I don't know. No, you can.
You're not obsessed
with
it. Is it too like vintage for you?
I'm not obsessed with it, but if it's inside like a leather jacket and it's just like on the collar and the sleeve, then I'll do it. If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes, or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this, and there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase.
Okay, bows everywhere.
You have to be in the right outfit. But I do love the bow trend. I think it's very cute, and like there's like an Audrey Hepburn vibe to it. Like if you're in an all black outfit, black turtleneck, and you have like a black bow in with like your low bun, you're chic, you're French. I love a French aesthetic.
Yes. Baby doll dresses.
Love, always, forever.
See, this is the thing. I think with your body type, obsessed. Mm-hmm. My body type, I'm pear. So if I don't show my waist, it mm-hmm. looks like I'm pregnant in a baby doll dress because my thighs are thick. Mm-hmm. T-H-I-C-C. So I personally don't like the baby doll, mm-hmm. but I wish I could wear it because I feel like I could be bloated all the time and no one would know.
You can wear, there's actually a dress on Amazon I'm going to like send to you because I just want to see. You can also wear a baby doll that's like almost like a smock type mm-hmm. vibe. Mm-hmm. You don't have mm-hmm. to do baby doll like Ariana Grande does baby doll.
Yeah.
So there's like different types. And with like a chunky boot, like a combat boot is cool for the fall.
What kind of boots do you recommend for fall?
Okay, so I'm actually doing a fashion article this week, and that's my topic, like the five shoes that you need for the fall.
Yes.
There's two different types of combat boots that you need.
Okay.
Like a higher one that goes like mid-calf and then like a lower one. You need.
And do they have like a heel?
It has like a chunky heel.
Yeah.
But it's flat, so you can like walk around. You need a white sneaker. I love an Air Force One right now. You need like a cool dad sneakers, I think, are still kind of in, but like a plain white sneaker.
You also like a white sneaker with like a little sock showing.
I love that trend.
Is that a guy's sock? Like you go on Amazon?
I ended up. So when the trend first came out, I was in quarantine. I was like, Dad, I need your socks for a second. But now I've purchased my own. Yeah, they're just like, it's very like 70s, and I think it just looks cool with like sweatpants and your sweats are like pulled up a little. I love mm-hmm. that trend. And mm-hmm. then you need a below the knee heeled boot. Very chic with like a skirt or shorts.
Did you say above boot. The knee also?
You always need an always. Above the knee. You always need a thigh high. But the trend right now that's like really big is like stops right below your knee.
And it's like leather.
Yeah, leather.
Oh my God, I can't wait for that article.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Where is that article going to be?
So all my articles are on In The Know. It's like Verizon's media company, and then they're in my highlights, always on my Instagram.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap this episode up because it's been an hour.
Oh my God.
I always want to do a question from Pep Talk Time.
Love this. This is my favorite time. My favorite.
First, I just want to do a question that someone asked. They said, how do I stop being a dumb bitch? Which we will delve into in every episode of Giggly Squad because that's a kind of our overall theme.
When we figure it out. We'll let you know.
Okay, more specifically, how do I deal with being in a friend group where one of the friends drives you nuts?
We all have it. We all have it. We may be it.
They used to call that girl Karen.
Yeah.
Remember? It used to be like everyone has a Karen in the group. But then Karen got angry and started yelling at people.
Wasn't that from like a stand-up or something?
Where it might have like been. Originated? I don't even know where it originated. But it's true. Every group has a Karen. But I think that Karen low-key is the glue of the group. Because whatever happens in the group, they could always bond and be like, but how was Karen today?
Yeah. Like, what crazy shit did that bitch do? Or it bonds you when you're like, fucking, I can't with this girl. And you and your friends get closer.
Yeah, my biggest piece of advice is get one person in the group. Don't make it like a whole thing against this one person. But get one person that you can communicate with your eyes when that person like says that thing that pisses you off or like does that thing that's so fucking annoying. So you can just look at them, feel like your feelings are valid, mm-hmm. and then continue.
There's also a difference between like, is she like doing malicious things in your friend group? Then cut her out, get her out, have a conversation, just be like, we don't fuck with you anymore.
Yeah.
Or is she just annoying? Because if she's just annoying, just limit your time, you know?
If she's just annoying, I used to be like so nice to anyone in my friend group, even if they were like so fucking annoying. But I realized it's like operant conditioning. When they're not annoying, be cool with them. And when they are annoying, don't just continue being super nice because you feel bad.
Right.
Because hopefully they'll learn like, oh, Hannah didn't like that. Yeah. Not being mean, but just like don't respond to a text when they're annoying you.
Yeah. Like small doses.
Yes. You have to be open with your friends about what annoys you, because if you ignore it, the next thing you know, you will have an explosive moment that you will not be proud of.
Yeah. I think that was good advice.
Yeah, that was really good. To watch the video, go to our patreon.com/gigglysquad. Join our Facebook group because I want to hear all the feedback on this episode. If you're not subscribed, if you haven't rated and reviewed, what are you doing? What are you doing? If you have advice for rings I should send Des, let me know. Just kidding. I can't tell if we're joking or not anymore. If you have feedback for Paige's fashion advice, we'd love to hear it. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram.
If you have a single friend or brother, also let me know.
So all we have to say is,
thanks for giggling with us.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
Oh, you're so cute. I love you.
And we'll see you guys next Monday. Bye.